This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait,
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. Tonight is challenge night, match night at Radio Night Live, and it's a significant night from this standpoint. What we are able to do here tonight is actually help liberate and change people's lives. And if you were with us in the first hour, you heard some of what I was able to explain on some level. I feel very grateful for having this platform, and I have made a commitment from the very first of it that we would use a portion of our airtime here to do just something good for the world around us. And I think that liberating slaves is about as good as it gets. I think it's the greatest, highest human good you can do in this life, because if someone does not have determination of their own life, what else do they really have? And for us to be able to work with our partners, CSI, and to go into places where slaves are at and to see them liberated, and to know that over the years, more than 125,000 slaves have been liberated, and that for the 35,000 or so that are left, we are within reaching distance of getting that done, makes me very excited. Anyway, welcome to Hour 2, Radio Night Live. Glad to have you with us. Coming up tonight in the New Music Spotlight, Amy Grant with her second new selection of the week, not just the one that was in the first hour. Oftentimes in the Music Spotlight, only one new song is debuted. Tonight we have two, and excited about that as well. Nick, if you can, that woman who is a slave in or was released by the slave owners at CSI in the blue. I'll put her on the screen if we can. She has a blue. That's not the one, but that is a very good one. There's another one that has a blue shawl across. There you go, across her shoulders. This woman right here, friends, if you're watching on the screen on Salem News Channel or Biz TV, or if you're listening by way of radio, this woman's name is Adele. She was born in Khartoum, Sudan, and her mother and father moved to a small village called Adela in the southern part of Sudan not long after she was born. The interesting thing about her story is that Arabs from the north came and took away she and six other young girls from her village at the time that the war was going on. And this included her, of course. She cried, she was beaten, she was so confused and afraid. She was shaking through and through. And on the last day that she saw her mother and father alive, she witnessed their deaths. They were executed right in front of her. She was eventually given to an Arab master called Muhammad. She did housework for the master and his family. She cleaned and washed clothes. She was regularly sexually raped by the Arab master, and she was forced to convert to Islam, meaning that she was forced to circumcise herself in a very heinous procedure. The treatment was so bad, she was called names like dog and monkey, and there is one that they express in Sudan that we're not allowed to say on American television or radio because it's so profane. The meaning of it is so profane we can't even use it. The retriever from CSI, when he came into contact with her, saw her and asked if she was in fact a slave. She told him that she was, and that she was from this small village in southern Sudan called Adela. And the retriever and his men went to the master's home, immediately began negotiations, and were able to negotiate her release. Now, friends, I want you to understand something about this. This happened last year because someone listening to this broadcast gave a gift. The gift of $250 provided her her bag of hope and her safe passage back to South Sudan from slavery. She came back home. She said that she was given great food on the way. She had never eaten nice food since she had been in slavery. She is so happy to be home, and she hopes and prays that we will liberate even more of the slaves that are in North Sudan. Friends, here's how simple it is. 888-342-1010. If you give a gift of $250, and that can be one time, it can be 125 times 2, it can be 50 times 5, it can be 25 times 10. Whatever it takes to get to the $250 mark for you to liberate, you can liberate a young woman just like Adele tonight. And in fact, if you do it tonight, in the next hour, we have a match, challenge for challenge, slave for slave. If you liberate a slave, another listener has stepped up and said, we are going to liberate one as well. It's a match night. It's a challenge night. And so I want every single person listening to think and ask themselves, is this something that we could do tonight? Because we know that we started the year with 192 names on a list of slaves that could be liberated. We are down to 102 because of your faithfulness, because of those of you that have already given, which means 90 have already been set for liberation. And again, we these trips happen four or five times a year, which will happen again a few times before the end of the year this year. But we need you to speak for one. We need you to say, hey, I've got the bag of hope for that one. Now, what is the bag of hope? The bag of hope is everything that she will need to start her life over again. Tarps for protection from the weather, grain to eat, seed to plant for future crops of grain. She will be given gardening tools, fishing tools, utensils to eat and to do life with. And one of the coolest things is she'll get a she-goat, which is a little baby female goat, and she'll get from that the ability to not only make milk and cheese and other things, but she will have the ability to breed that goat, sell those goatlings, whatever baby goats are called, and make a little bit of money for the kids. She will make a little bit of money for her family in doing that. And that's all included for the $250 gift that you give to CSI. So one gift of $250 provides everything I just described, and it provides a brand new start for a woman who has never had anything of her own. She was taken when she was 7 years old. Now, I want you to notice one other thing. Put that picture back up on the screen of Adele real quick. There is a smile on her face that, despite being raped, despite being abused, despite being assaulted and regularly, forcefully beaten and other things that she has endured, that she has. And that smile comes from knowing that someone cared enough to step up and say, hey, we're going to make sure you're okay. Friends, we have the ability, someone from this broadcast did that last year, we have the ability to do that again for someone else. It just requires those of us that can doing something. So would you take the McCullough Family Challenge? We're going to liberate a slave a month for the next year. Would you take that challenge? $250 a month, every month for the next 12 months, we'll liberate one slave. And when you're done with that 1 year, you will have liberated 12 human beings from slavery into freedom. But maybe you can't do that. Maybe what you can do is $50 a month for 5 months. That liberates a slave. Or $25 a month for 10 months. That will liberate a slave. Friends, we think slavery is a thing of the past. In reality, globally, it's more prevalent now than it's ever been in human history. And in Sudan, we're trying to do everything we can to bring about justice for these victims. And that's why the URL is bringherhome.org. What we are trying to do is tell these women that they're not forgotten, that in fact when the West talks about how important women are in their lives, that what we actually do is say to them, you're not forgotten, And that's the wrong slate for the board there. We have much less than 144 slaves to free. We have only about 101, actually, tonight, as of tonight. But if you can, will you help us reduce that number? And every slave that you help us liberate tonight will be matched slave for slave. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. Or go online and give online. If you're more comfortable doing it on the web, bringherhome.org. And do that before the end of this hour, and it will be matched dollar for dollar. Bringherhome.org. Bringherhome.org. Help us bring these women back to their lives, back to their families, their communities, the people that they know and that they love. Bringherhome.org. Bringherhome.org. Or 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. 888-342-1010. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about, getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off plus free shipping. That's 25% off plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, a about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
And now, from New York, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us wherever you're joining us from. And if that's on television via the Salem News Channel or Biz TV, we're grateful to have you joining us there. If it is by way of a video stream or an audio stream in the digital universe somewhere, thank you for being there. Or if it's on good old-fashioned FM and AM radio stations coast to coast, grateful to have you joining us from there as well. It is very important that I want you to know this every time that we do this on the broadcast. Many years ago, I had a dream of having a radio show and being in places where people could hear and listen and so forth. And I didn't know if it would ever just be in just one city, much less America's number one city, or anywhere else. And God was consistently faithful and blessed me and enabled me to have experiences and to grow as a broadcaster and to move into new places. And as we began to say, Lord, are you calling us to even larger things like being syndicated and being nationwide? One of the things that I said back to him is, God, as long as you have been good to me, I owe you something in return as a way of thanking you. And so one of the things that we do without apology on my show is to say, how can we use this platform to go beyond just telling you about the news and the day-to-day stories, and really, in a lot of respects, friends, things that we can't make a huge impact on here. I mean, I can encourage you to vote and try to get you to be aware of issues and hopefully give you very good information every day and to get you to think about it. But aside from that, I can't affect any change that God doesn't touch or bless. But if I say, hey, can we make an impact on this set of people that are hurting in a very specific way, then I think, I think we can do that. And so a number of years ago, Christian Solidarity International said, Kev, let's work together and let's see what we can do. Rob Davis is back with me. He is the head of the U.S. operations for CSI. And Rob, I don't even know the exact numbers because I know it started out with just my one station in New York, WMCA AM 570 here in the city. But I know that plus what we've done on the syndicated platform, I think we've freed in excess of a few thousand, two or 3,000 slaves over the last 10 years or so. And it's been so kind of rewarding because some of those people that started out a long time ago just sending $25 a month just never stopped doing it. But that's what you guys have told me.
Yeah, you're right. And you know what? Before the next segment, I'm going to do a quick calculation and we'll be able to tell people what an estimate is that's in round numbers. But yeah, I think you're absolutely right. It's in the thousands.
Wow.
And your listeners, both nationally and in New York, have always, always risen to the occasion and have heard the cry of the people of Sudan and have taken to their wallets, to their bank accounts, and have made a huge difference. So thank you to everybody listening, and Kevin, thank you.
Well, and that's why we do it, because we want to see God move and do things. Let's talk a little bit about this year. We have about 144 slaves that we know that we can liberate before the end of the year, and we're not going to try to do it all at once, but that's a long journey, and it's a lot of people. But where for people that are just tuning in for the first time, where are these slaves at? How did they end up in that situation? And what is the real hope of what we can do for them?
Yeah, and in very simple terms to break it down, you know, there's a lot of politics and a lot of details. But for those of you listening, so that we can all get our heads around it, there was a civil war in Sudan. Muslims from the north were given sort of as a booty prize for a peace agreement. We're given the opportunity to enslave Christians from the south, kind of in broad sweeping strokes here. And for the last 30 to 40 years, this is back in the 80s, for the last 30 to 40 years, those folks who were war prizes have been serving their Arab masters, doing work, hard labor for them, cleaning houses, being basically sex slaves.
Well, and even in how they were captured, I mean, a lot of them were slave raids. And so it was a terrifying, horrifying, like, picture the worst kind of thing that you've seen in a movie. And, you know, guns blazing and people coming in and just very, like, so they experienced trauma from the very first moment that their life shifted to northern Sudan.
Invasions of villages. We've told the story on your program before about, girls who are down getting water in a well and having to, you know, lower themselves into a well because it's the dry season, and coming up and basically all but having guns at their head, and marched off to a foreign land taken from their families. Like you said, yeah, extreme trauma in a number of different ways. But taken from their homes, those that they love, their parents, watching people on the trip north shot in front of them, watching people try to escape who have been maimed. Unthinkable things that we don't typically see here in our own cities and communities in the U.S.
Yeah. Well, and then once they're there, as you said, they're stuck for the majority of their life. Some of these girls were taken when they were just in their early years, even preteen. And some that have been rescued recently have been as old as, you know, in their late 30s or early 40s. And that means that they were there for three decades.
That's right. That's right, absolutely. And they've known basically for their all but their entire life, known nothing but abuse, trauma, terror, usury. I mean, all kinds of horrific things.
There's a word that they use to call the slaves by name, and I've seen it in the transcripts of the slaves' stories that they would call me this name. And I asked, I was either John Eibner or one of the other longtime Sudanese CSI experts, and they said, Kev, that name that they are called is so profane and obscene that there's no English equivalent to translate it into. And if you did, it would be so profane and obscene, what they call these girls, that you couldn't air it on broadcast television in America because it's that vulgar. So, friends, from that type of verbal abuse to forcing them to have sex against their will to the whole idea of female circumcision, and Rob, you can expound on this a little bit, but there's a competition, if you will, between the slave master being an Arab Muslim and these girls that were taken captive coming from largely Christian southern roots in South Sudan, and they actually force conversion upon them.
Yeah, they try to, and obviously, as you can imagine, you know, not everybody's strong enough to necessarily outwardly renounce what they're being asked to do because it means their life.
Yeah.
But these women, as you've said before, even when their masters make them say things for fear of death, that, you know, in their hearts, they are crying out to God. And often we've seen in these stories where they say, you know, I've just been praying and praying and praying. They forced me to, you know, claim Allah as my God for fear of shooting me. And but in their hearts and in their minds and in their situations, they're crying out to God, saying, please save me. And that's what we're doing tonight, is we're answering our prayers. We're able to pick up a phone, dial 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. And as simple as it sounds, for $250, you can save a life, literally. So we just ask you to do that. Plenty of your listeners have. But there are tens of thousands more who need to be freed.
Okay, that phone number one more time, 888-342-1010. Please don't be shy. Be as generous as you can because lives are hanging in the balance. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Sri Lanka's prime minister is stepping down. The resignation comes as thousands of protesters stormed the president's residence and office, expressing displeasure about a worsening economic crisis. It was not clear if the president was inside at the time. The country is relying on aid from India and other countries as leaders try to negotiate a bailout with the International Monetary Fund. British Defense Minister Ben Wallace says he will not run to replace Boris Johnson as Conservative Party leader and the country's next prime minister. He said he did so after careful consideration and discussing it with colleagues and family. Wallace was seen as the favorite by some after Johnson resigned Thursday after enduring several ethics scandals. Wall Street crawled to a winning week on Friday after a stronger-than-expected jobs report. The major indexes were mixed at the close. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And by the way, friends, if you are a social media user, if you go to any of my profiles, whether it's Facebook, I'm not officially on Twitter, but Instagram, Facebook, Truth Social, Parler, Gab, whatever your favorite one is that you use, if you go to my link that's in the bio of whatever social media profile it is, you can give online by clicking on that link, and then right there at the top of that page, it'll say "Liberate a Slave" with CSI. So if it's easier for you to live in the digital space and not dial a phone number, just wanted you to know that you can do that. You can also always go to CSI's homepage at csi-usa.org, and then my picture. I guess they were really hard up for artwork for the website, but they've got my picture right in the middle of the homepage. And if you just click right on my glasses, right there on that picture, it'll take you right to the page where you can give a gift as well. Anyway, Rob Davis is back with me, and Rob, it is such an honor and a humbled privileged to just get to be part of the CSI family in the limited ways that we were. But you promised that you would look up some numbers for us, and I'm just curious, over the number of years that we've been doing this, how many lives have been touched by people listening like the ones tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, and a drum roll, please. We basically, while we were apart for a couple of minutes there, came back, did some math, and Kevin, you have been responsible, along with, of course, your
my listeners have been responsible.
Exactly.
Yes,
but you've been responsible for drumming up the support from your troops. And we are so appreciative of Kevin McCullough, listeners. You all have just supported CSI in tremendous ways over the last 10 or so years. But we've freed about 2,800 slaves.
Wow.
The result of Kevin McCullough's loyal army.
Yeah.
Supporters. People, if I can, I'll get just four or five here since the last time we were talking. Linda, thank you for your gift of $100. Donald, your gift of $30. Laura, gift of $1,000. Susan, gift of $250. Barbara, a gift of $1,000 that'll free four slaves. So thank you. Thank you, Kevin McCullough listeners, all of you. Some of you we've called by name.
That is really cool. But the other part of it, Rob, is we got to be quick not to pat ourselves on the back too fast, because here we have 2,800 that we've been able to help and give new life to. But there may be 35 to 40,000 that are still there. And I know that this year you've already identified at least another 144 that need our help. 144 individuals that need our help. And so I don't want to lose any momentum, friends. Those of you that are listening and you've given in the past and you're hearing us talk about it again, you think, that was a good thing to do last time, please call again. Match your own efforts from the previous year if you can, or maybe ask God to stretch you and take a step of faith and do a little bit more. You know that the supply chain and the economy and inflation and all the rest of that has really hit a lot of people very hard. And one of the things I don't want to see happen is that those of us that have the ability to in any way shrink back from doing what we can to help the slaves of South Sudan that are being liberated and given their freedom by Christian Solidarity International. 888-342-1010 is that number. 888-342-1010. Rob, real quickly, for people that are just joining us, when they are giving their gift, the $250 completely starts their life over for them through this thing called the Bag of Hope. Break that down for us.
Yeah, well, a couple of things. It includes something that we haven't talked about really recently. Is it includes an injection that's given to a cow owned by an Arab cattle farmer, which prevents death in the livestock. So these farmers are really excited about getting something that will enable them to continue to breed their livestock, make a living. And it's a simple thing, like an injection, as I mentioned. That's literally what frees the slave. The question, by the way, with that, I ought to just address real quickly, is that people say, well, isn't this like bribery, and aren't these cattle farmers likely to go back and recapture the slaves so that they can get more of these injections and things like that? That's a very reasonable question. The awesome answer that I'm able to give is that we're unaware in the last 15, 20 years of any circumstance in which that has happened. So for those of you, because we often get that question, and
right,
it's reasonable to ask, because it sounds like a payoff, quite frankly. It hasn't happened. These people have been freed.
Well, I think it speaks to the devaluing of the life that the slave master has for the slave. Because you think about giving a piece of medicine in exchange for a complete human life, and it's hard for Americans to get their head around that. And yet that is that's the transaction, and then the Bag of Hope follows as the kind of new life. It's kind of how Oprah has days on her show where she would used to give everybody in the room a new car.
Yeah.
This blows that away for the people that receive it, everything that they do. Got to take another break. Kevin McCullough, very thankful to have you with us, but please examine your heart and go and do what you can right now. 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010, or click the link on any of my social media profiles and just give it right there online.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
575 or Landmark.
Everybody loves my baby. Well, my baby loves by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And as we are welcoming Rob Davis back with us from CSI, we've been talking a little bit about the efforts of helping liberate slaves in northern Sudan and helping them return to their Christian home in South Sudan. And Rob, we're very thankful for everyone who's calling 888-342-1010, 888-342-1010. But nothing really brings this home to me like hearing the stories of the freed slaves personally and firsthand, and CSI goes to great length to make sure that they help the slave encapsulate and actually write down their story so that they have it to tell as part of their testimony and just be able to deal with it on a personal level. But take us there and explain just how significant a liberation is.
Yeah, well, as you can imagine, we've mentioned previously that These are people, in this particular case, I'm looking at a testimony of a woman who's been a slave for, she's 40 years old now. She's been a slave most likely for over 30 years. Hmm. And finally, after praying and praying and praying for decades, CSI has located her and is able to provide her with her freedom and a second chance at life, really. So these, as you said, these are, we are careful to document these people. We document their stories. Just as we've discussed in the past, their stories are a little rough. They're taken directly as they speak them. And we transcribe them as spoken. So sometimes they're a little rough, the cadence is not exactly smooth as we would speak, but these are real people. I mean, here's Agat Atian, who was born in a village near the border of Sudan and South Sudan. Her family are farmers. They farm sorghum and groundnuts. She says she was very young when the Arabs attacked her village. They came in big numbers on horses with guns, shooting anything that they saw running. I ran into the forest, and they ran after me on their horses. They shot guns. I sat down to avoid being shot. An Arab grabbed my hands and pushed me in front of him. I walked with him, looked down. I was not allowed to look at his face. His gun was always pointed at me. I could see death coming. I saw many people captured. We walked in a long line. Three men refused to move. Arabs shot them dead. I cried. I was so scared. I was so young. I had never seen anything like this. Mm-hmm. She was taken to this Arab captor's house, and there she had to live along with his three wives and children. He was a babysitter. She would shower them, wash their clothes, stay with them all day. But they called her Dirty Jengi and Stupid Dinka, which were incredibly derogatory names. Obscene things, really. The Arab masters would not buy clothes for me, but he would give me a few used clothes from his children. In the morning, I was ordered to take a shower first before I touched the children because I was dirty. I was sick one day, and the Arab master insulted me and called me a dirty dinka. "You are bringing disease to our house," he would say. I was kept away from his children for 21 days, not taken to the hospital, but just staying home. She had four children by him, of course, forced sexual activity. And she says, "I was praying at night for God to take me back to South Sudan. People told me that an Arab retriever was in the area to take back slaves to South Sudan. I asked people how I could find him. People told me that he would be at the market. He did come, and I met him and was taken ultimately back to South Sudan." You know, the neat thing that I notice here is that she said she was praying at night for God to take her back to South Sudan. Hmm. And we don't know for sure, obviously, that one of your listeners, Kevin, specifically freed this woman. But that's what your listeners are doing. Yeah. These women are praying at night that they please be taken back to their homeland, back to their family. And they're still praying after 30-plus years. This woman actually says she was captured in 1996.
Wow.
That's 37 years.
Yeah.
So she was captured when she was three.
Wow.
In captivity for 37 years, continuing to pray to God that somehow he would rescue her. And through the efforts of people like listeners to your program, Kevin, we see these miracles, literally, happening in these people's lives.
It is so powerful. And to think that complete liberation, and then a gift that we talked about a little bit, but we need to talk a bit more, called the Bag of Hope, that sets them up for their new life, is all given for only $250. Friends, that's the amazing impact you can make at 888-342-1010. But I need you to call 888-342-1010. Real quickly, the Bag of Hope, it's kind of like a new lease on life. It's kind of like if somebody rolled up and said, here's a brand new house and a fridge full of food, and oh, by the way, here's a job, and you're going to be able to provide for yourself going forward. That's the equivalent of what this is in their life. Tarps and things to help protect them from the weather, for sure. But then grain to eat, seed to plant more grain. And my favorite part, Rob, I always talk about this, is the little she-goat, because those little she-goats can be bred, and they can give more she-goats to make a little bit of money with, so you have a micro-enterprise kind of system. But that also supplies some milk products, some dairy, some other things for them as they are trying to provide. That's just part of what's in the bag of hope. There's fishing utensils, there's cooking utensils, there's gardening utensils, there's all these things. And these women have never received anything so kind in their entire life. They literally weep when they are given the bag of hope, because it brings so much hope to their life. And friends, that's what you provide at 888-342-1010. And Rob, we talked about this a little bit before, but the impact that this has on the slave is significant, but the impact it can have on our families is also significant as we enter into it. And I just want to challenge people to say, hey, give a considerable notion to exposing your family and your friends to what you're doing with CSI. Let them know about it. Part of the thing that John Abner says every time he's with me is that there's not enough people that know. More people need to know, because the more people that know, the more people that can actually make a difference. And that's nowhere more obvious and evident than the Christian slaves of South Sudan that have been enslaved by the Arab masters of the north, and what they have done to them, just ritualistically, criminally horrible. And yet we have a chance to right that wrong and to turn their life into something beautiful and wonderful and awesome when we give our gift tonight. 888-342-1010, or click on that picture, as Rob said, at csi-usa.org. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome once again, Amy Grant.
Tonight's Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough, put a little love in your heart. Friends, that's what we're asking you to do, is help love on these slaves, help them get home, bring her home, bringherhome.org. That's
now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.